Hopes at Gas City take a blow. We've got lots of Lucas late model questions. I'll share a full rundown on USAC midget full-timers. We've got some sprint car driver news and plenty more on this Thursday. Let's go. It's Thursday, April 25th. I'm Justin Fiedler. This is Dirt Tracker Daily presented by Kubota Genuine Parts. We haven't seen them in a month, but the Lucas Oil Late Model Dirt Series is back to racing this weekend. They've got a trio of events up the East Coast. They'll run Friday at Georgetown, Saturday at Hagerstown, and Sunday at Port Royal. As a quick reset, Ricky Thornton Jr. holds a very slight 5-point lead over Jonathan Davenport in the standings. Devin Moran, Hudson O'Neill, they hold down those other two important spots in that top four. This was supposed to be the first weekend of the season with the Outlaws and Lucas head-to-head, but cancellations have again nixed that. And I would definitely expect some of the Outlaw teams to join up with these races this weekend. There are plenty of question marks to keep an eye on over the next couple of days with Lucas, including just who exactly Hudson O'Neill will be driving for. We talked about the chatter around him racing for himself effectively with Longhorn support. That's what people are talking about. But it's not official until it's official, and at this point, maybe there won't be a release. Maybe we'll just have to wait until that trailer rolls into Georgetown on Friday. And I think with the question marks around O'Neill's future, plus Ricky Thornton Jr. looking just a tad more human as of late, things are much tighter at the top. Jonathan Davenport is coming in with momentum after those MLRA wins at Wheatland, and Devin Moran has been very good this season. That includes that recent Lucas win in March at Brownstown. And then will we see Tim McCready really start to settle in with Rocket? He's been pretty consistent here so far early in this new deal, but I feel like the tracks coming up this weekend are right in his wheelhouse. He's still got work to do with Mark Richards if they're going to get into that Lucas chase, and I think that will mean needing to start picking up some wins. One side note for Georgetown on Friday, NASCAR driver Ross Chastain is expected to appear with the Cup Series not far away on Sunday in Dover. The other big dirt late model show this weekend is the Hunt the Front Super Dirt Series at Smoky Mountain Speedway on Saturday. That's 15 grand to win, and the standings are very tight through the first three races. Less than 100 points separate the top 15 drivers at the moment. The top three in those standings in Brandon Overton, Chris Ferguson, and Corey Hedgecock, probably the three to watch for the win on Saturday. They've all bagged super late model victories with various series at Smoky Mountain the past few years. With no Spring Nationals or Southern All-Stars to compete with this weekend, I would expect a very healthy field there in Tennessee on Saturday. The 2024 USAC midget season set to kick off this weekend. They've got two nights at Kokomo coming up. Earlier this week, Richie Murray gave us a full rundown on the list of full-timers expected to compete for the championship this year. Back with Abacus Racing to defend his title and also looking for that USAC Triple Crown is Logan Seavey. I mentioned just a few days ago that he is currently riding a streak of 22 straight top 10s in USAC midget competition. That is the longest such streak right now in the country. Chasing CB this season will be Justin Grant in the NOS RMS Racing 2. Got Ryan Timms. He's going to chase both midget titles, including Extreme in the Keith Coon 67. Dazen Persley has moved over to Chad Boat's 86 car. Obviously, we saw that at the Chili Bowl. Jacob Denny returns to the Malloy 25. Gavin Miller is going to run full-time in the KKM 97. Cannon McIntosh also chasing both championships with KKM. Jake Andriotti, Matt Westfall, they're going to compete for the new Four Kings Racing. You got Hayden Reinbold in the Reinbold Underwood 19AZ. Kevin Thomas Jr. has joined Mount Stout for the full run. Zach Dom is in the Ramco Speed Group 7P. Kyle Jones will make the full pole with Corey Joyner. Ashton Torgerson is in the KKM 67K. He's fresh off that first Extreme Midget win. And Zach Weigel will join Dazen Persley at CB Industries. The drivers missing from the 2023 title chase include Bryant Wiedemann and Jade Avedisian. We know Jade is putting a much bigger focus on pavement racing in 2024. Obviously, she's in the TRD pipeline. But is she still going to make select midget starts with KKM and Toyota? She was actually planning on being at Kokomo this weekend, but is instead choosing to sit out after flipping at Farmer City 2 weeks ago. That was in an extreme midget event. Wiedemann himself just announced yesterday that he is finishing up high school and his baseball season, and then he's actually going to race sprint cars this summer around the Midwest with Oaks Racing. That schedule right now includes appearances with the ASCS, Power Eye, and High Limit. I don't think Wiedemann has done much of any sprint car racing in his career to this point, so this will be a step up from the midgets and the micros that we've been used to seeing him in. The Oaks Racing 1X team ran last year with Jake Buback in the car. Buback is running this season for Burke Motorsports. Recent Kokomo midget winners with USAC include Cannon McIntosh in 2022, and Chris Windham and Emerson Axum won there in 2021. Speaking of the midgets, there was a schedule change to Indiana Midget Week announced just yesterday. And for those of you hoping for good news about the future of Gas City I-69 Speedway, this one will come as a blow. Gas City is being replaced by Lawrenceburg for that June 5th date. The release said the reason was because of the, quote, close of the track. Gas City also slated to hold a Sprint Week show on July 26th, plus the James Dean Classic in September. The USAC release pointed towards future announcements for those dates as well. We documented the issues at Gas City back on the March 12th daily show, and in the month or so since then, nothing seems to have gotten better. The USAC schedule change is definitely not a good sign for the future of any sort of racing happening at Gas City. Updating a sprint car driver change from earlier this week, we know that the Beaver Racing 12X team had parted ways with Carson McCarl. That was after just three races together. And now we know that when the team returns to racing next week at Lakeside, they're going to do that with High Limit. It's going to be Paul Nienheiser in the car. A regular around Illinois, Nienheiser won 11 times in a sprint car last year. That includes 6 410 victories and 5 in a 360. The majority of those wins coming with MOA and the Sprint Invaders. He's got one career High Limit appearance that was at 34 Raceway last season, and we haven't seen Nienheiser with the Outlaws since 2021. Looking around the country this weekend, weather is going to be a problem in a lot of places. The World of Outlaws Late Model Series has already sacked weekend stops at Arrowhead and 81 Speedway, and the MLRA will not be at Callaway Raceway and Lake Ozark as originally planned. I also saw that the USMTS has canceled the Fall Jamboree makeup that was originally scheduled for Deer Creek Speedway. Make sure you check websites and social media before you head out to the dirt track this weekend. And I'd love to do a preview of the World of Outlaws Sprint Cars at Knoxville, but things don't look super great there for Friday and Saturday as well. I don't want to be that guy. I know it bothers race promoters when people talk about the forecast and all of that, but I'm going to try to remain hopeful that they're able to race. I've seen some people are trying to be positive about this. We've got the top five in the standings with the Outlaws separated by just 68 points right now, and I think we could see a very healthy car count if the forecasts don't scare teams away. Drivers that won at Knoxville with the Outlaws in 2023 include Brian Brown and David Gravel. That was in June. And Donnie Schatz, Carson Macedo, Aaron Reitzel, they won Nationals prelims, plus Kyle Larson won the big show. Next up after this weekend is a Wednesday night show at Jacksonville Speedway, where we will see the debut of Brandon Shepard with the series. All right, that's it for the Daily Show this week. Drop me a comment. Let me know your dirt racing plans for the next few days, anything you're looking forward to, maybe some race win picks. I hope you guys have a great Thursday and a great weekend out there. We'll see you right back here on Sunday.